Protests over the treatment of a young African-American man by the town of Tonawanda Police Department and the management of a gas station continued for an eighth day Monday. Dozens of people stood on the sidewalk in front of the Speedway gas station on Kenmore Avenue, decrying the arrest of 30-year-old Eric Martin Jr. in early July. Martin was arrested on suspicion of stealing lottery tickets from the Speedway, but released when evidence of the purchase came forth. Martin claims he was the victim of assault by police officers and has obtained legal counsel. Holding an I Can't Breathe sign on Kenmore Avenue, Martin's father, Eric Martin Sr., says he is overwhelmed by the show of support for his son, but says the younger Martin's plight is a cautionary tale for young black and brown men and women in Western New York.
This is not a good situation, not just for him, but for any kid to be in. Okay? Yeah, we all here for Eric Martin, but we all here for all black kids in America. Because this one hurts because it's mine. But if we don't stand up for him, they'll do it to another kid.
In between handing out flyers to passing cars and speaking to the crowd of protesters through a megaphone, Martin family friend Charlie Fisher, who began the initial protest, says people will be held accountable for traumatizing an innocent man.
This is not enough. We've got their attention. They've apologized, not good enough, but they have acknowledged that he bought a legal ticket. But this kid was arrested, and the police department should not have arrested him.
And Fisher says this fight for accountability doesn't just end with Speedway management.
That was over-policing and bad policing. And our next issue is with the town of Tonawanda. And what you see here, I think it'll be two or three times more of that when we get to the town hall. We're coming to the police headquarters on Sheridan.
Fisher says his primary concern at the moment is boycotting the Speedway, but says he would like a meeting with the town of Tonawanda's supervisor and police commissioner to figure out how they will right this wrong. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.